The temperature outside today is over 80 degrees, but inside the Leelanau Curling Club, it's just above 40. There's a big 147 by 32 feet sheet of ice, enough for two curling lanes. It's all a dream come true for David Gersonson.
I've accomplished some things in my life, and this is by far and away what makes me the most proud.
Gersonson is the founder and commissioner of the newly opened Leelanau Curling Club.
The commissioners of baseball and football, basketball, they have so much power, you know, within the league, and I always thought it would be so much fun to be able to run a sports franchise or a sports league, and I've succumbed to saying that this is as close as I'm ever going to get.
Now, curling, if you don't know, is an Olympic sport played on a sheet of ice. Players push heavy granite stones down the ice and try to land them closest to a target painted in the ice. Teammates use a curling broom to sweep the ice in front of the stone to make it glide a little bit farther. There's no games being played this afternoon, but a few locals are here to practice. Whenever I watch curling on TV, there's a bunch of yelling and shouting. I don't hear much of that right now. How come?
Well, if you come for a game, you will. You will. You'll hear a lot of harder, harder, sweep harder, sweep harder. In fact, that's kind of a joke around our house now is sweep harder when you're cleaning up dog hair.
That's Mary Bouchel. She's throwing stones with her husband and a friend. She never curled before. The club opened up just a few months ago. But now, she's hooked.
We're located in an area where winters are long, and I think this is just an absolute great addition to our community.
Up until just a few years ago, David Gersonson had never curled before either. But the day after the 2016 election results rolled in, he fell asleep on his couch and woke up sore.
A pain in my neck, if you will.
That led Gersonson to visit a new chiropractor. A chiropractor who happened to be the founder of the Traverse City Curling Club.
He told me to come try curling, so I did.
He got his neck fixed and a new passion. Gersonson says he quickly realized that curling was really the only thing in his life that, when he did it, he was completely immersed in it.
It's so much fun just throwing a stone down a sheet of ice that weighs 40 pounds trying to land it in the middle of a target there.
Soon after that, he began dreaming of building his own curling club. So he bought an old schoolhouse in Leelanau County and began building the curling rink as an addition to the building. He doesn't like talking about specific costs, but says much of his life savings has been poured into the project.
I mean, you could buy a nice house on the lake. You could buy a nice house on Lake Leelanau. You could buy a nice house on Lake Michigan. But it's a number that I've kept under wraps up to this point.
Gersonson is familiar with business ventures. He's an entrepreneur who owns a few hotels in Leelanau County. In January, he and his wife bought their fourth hotel, Maple Lane Resort in Empire, to help fund the curling club until it becomes financially stable.
And we call it the Plan B Hotel. And in curling, you have a shot, but oftentimes that shot doesn't go according to plan, so you call in Plan B.
Gersonson says his accountant and lawyers thought he was crazy for investing so much of his money into something so unproven. But that didn't deter him.
It just came down to what else am I going to do with the money? Enjoy it while I'm still here.
Besides the curling club, there's also a new restaurant in the same building called Broomstack. Gersonson says the club hasn't really hit its stride yet, but he's confident people will come.
I know they're going to show up because it's something that's incredibly fun to do in this area where there's not a lot to do in the wintertime.
Curling lessons are offered at the Leelanau Curling Club, and Gersonson says leagues are going to start up after Labor Day. 4 Points North, I'm Dan Wanshura.